Good morning, this is Krishna McKenzie from Oroville live at the Town Hall, bringing you a road back to nature. Very happy to be here this morning with another radio show, sharing with you what's happening in Oroville with this vision of creating our international township on values that are really fundamental to life in general. And that obviously starts with honoring the soil and honoring nature and honoring where our food comes from. It's the most fundamental aspects of life, so that we eat and we are well. And this week I wanted to share with you what's been happening more again with the community gardens. There was some little complications with one of the gardens due to some people in one of the communities not being happy with what was happening in one of the gardens. And what we did, that was where the kids who were here a couple of weeks ago giving a radio interview with me, invocation, last week what we did with them is that they gave a tour of the work they've been doing. So they invited everyone from the community and from other places in Oroville, and they gave a little tour of all the things they've been planting and how it's happened and how it's evolved, and all the things they talked about actually in the radio show, the social benefits of doing this together, how they've learned to cooperate together and organize themselves and have a vision and let it manifest and take care of plants. And they also cooked for this group of people. So the people, they came together, they listened and had a walk around the gardens, and then they were offered a little spinach dish, which they all shared, and it was very, very delicious, with a lot of amaranth. The amaranth, they didn't just pull it up, they cut it, and it had started to, a few weeks ago, they cut it for the first time they cooked, and then they cut it again for this event, and it had sprouted like a little, it's like coppicing, it made so many more leaves. So they cooked this amaranth, and everyone was like so amazed at how lovely it was. And what I realized was, when we were doing this little event, that this was a little celebration. This was like a very homeopathic mini festival. There was a group of people who'd come together over a particular subject. There was a communication about this subject, an educative communication about this subject. And there was food, there was a sharing. And there was basically, you could feel this little bubbles of joy, of celebration that naturally are an outcome of human beings when they come together over a common subject and share and then eat together. An outcome of that is often joy. And there was nice, bubbly, you know, conversations going on and people meeting. And then after that event, we had an evening event at Solitude Farm Cafe, where I had invited people from all the different circle gardens to come together and discuss together what it means to change our collective narrative about food. So we met at 6:30, and all the people came together, and we cooked, and we sat in a big circle, and everyone shared basically what they had been doing with their gardens. So there was Roberto sharing what he'd been doing in botanical gardens. There was Devan, what he'd done in Arati, and Reka was there for Serenity. There was the Creativity Mob were there, and you know, people from different gardens had came together, and they shared what they had been doing and the insights that they had had. And again, there was a lot of insights on the social benefits of doing this garden, these gardens together, and the repercussions of you know, doing something so basic together, like like the, again, the creativity people, like they mentioned last week in this, in the radio interview, that they felt that there was definitely more resonance and empathy within the community because of the gardens. And I mean, that was quite touching. And what we discussed was like, okay, everyone is involved in this subject. Everyone is engaged in to a more or less extent in making community gardens, growing food. They're starting to cook it. They're starting to share it. Now, how do we change the narrative on a larger? How do we upscale this narrative? How do we sort of bring that, you know, to really a shift in paradigm within Oroville? And one person was there is the partner of Reka, Ritush, and he's working, I think, on a government level on policy. And he said, really, when people start harvesting food and sharing it, and they see that it works, the narrative will naturally change. And he said that this is, he felt that this was an incubation period that we were in. And the whole thing was in a process, you know, of evolution, of growth, you know, it was sort of a chrysalis stage where it's just growing. And I really related with that. But what I most felt was that this aspect of celebration should never be overlooked. Because again, that we could feel it between the participants who'd come to Solitude that evening. There was the same atmosphere as there was at the invocation meeting a few hours before. This sensation of people coming together over a particular subject, sharing, and then we ate together beautiful food. Some people had prepared lemongrass gourd soup, and someone else had prepared Korean food, and there was all sorts of beautiful food there, and everyone was eating and sharing and talking. And I think that's what lies at the base of a healthy society, is relationships based on sharing, based on joy, based on communicating and eating together. And I had this vision of that we should be actually doing this in all of the gardens. So the, in the Tibetan pavilion, we really should have an evening or a day where people can come and see the gardens. Maybe they all can eat some momos you know, understand what's happening in this garden. The same should happen in the foundation garden in Aditi, in the secretary's house. The same should happen in Serenity. The same should happen in Maitreya, in Mia's house. Mia has the newest garden in Oroville, which is absolutely beautiful, in Maitreya 1. And the same should happen in Alok's garden, which is also a very new one in out towards Discipline. So it's this sort of belief that if we want to change the narrative, we have to come together and participate in it, you know. And to participate probably means eating and, you know, sharing, possibly some music, making mini, mini festivals around in these gardens, I think, is something that I will be working on next. You know, low-key, spontaneous. It doesn't have to be a very grandiose affair. Someone comes with a guitar, and someone has brought some food, and there's a bit of a tour in the garden for an hour, and then there's a bit of sharing, and then, you know, within an hour or two, everyone goes. It doesn't have to be more than that. But those hour or two coming together in a joyous spirit around this subject, in a spirit of celebration, I think that's very powerful in changing the, you know, in getting people to recognize the beauty of what's happening. So this last couple of weeks, I've also done videos with Ruben from Tube Tumbi. So Tube Tumbi is this amazing YouTube channel in Oroville where Ruben and Taranti, I think, they've they basically created this umbrella for the Oroville YouTubers like myself and Sarah from Keep It Raw and Nina Singupta from Edible Weed Walks, bringing them all together under one umbrella where we can see, you know, wow, Oroville is creative and, you know, its vibrant creativity is being shared through these videos. So that's what Ruben's been doing. And this last couple of weeks, we've been around Oroville doing videos about these community gardens. So please go and have a look on them on my channel on Krishna McKenzie YouTube. And they're really beautiful. It's really inspiring to see how they've been growing over the last few months. People are starting to harvest. The other day, I got a post on a photo on WhatsApp from someone saying, "What's this?" You know, it was a bottle gourd. And what's this? Oh, it's a large cucumber. And how do I harvest this amaranth? And so people are starting to get their crops in, you know, which is only normal after a few months of gardening. You start to get your first crops in. And I think this is, you know, this is the really magic moment. Yeah, so this is basically what's been going on. And simultaneously to this, I've been doing some more videos with Nina for Edible Weed Walks. And incidentally, she has her radio program today as well. So tune in to watch that. And we're about to launch the crowdfunding for her book. It's not her crowdfunding, it's a crowdfunding for the book she's written, which is really our book. You know, it's a resource for all of us to value the local foods. This morning I was at Sarah's place doing a video, and we both mentioned Nina, and oh, did you see this? She showed me this, and did you see this weed? Oh, she has told me about this weed. That book is really so valuable. It deserves a lot of love from everybody. And it was so nice doing the video this morning at Sarah's place and with Ruben there, and recognizing that really we're all working to manifest Mother's dream, you know, the vision of Oroville, but based on fundamental principles, a love for nature, a love for where our food comes from, you know, a coming back to the arms of Mother Nature. And again, for me, that's all celebration. That's all a sharing of joy. So I don't know what else to tell you this week, but that's this aspect of celebration is too easily overlooked. You know, we're very functional in the way we look at things. Or how much time will I need to work on the garden? How much money will I have to spend? And what will the returns I get? What will I get back from it? This is a question I asked Sarah this morning, you know, like, what do you get from this? And it was, she said, is, you know, you start off with those types of questions, but as soon as you delve into this relationship with Mother Nature, these questions all dissolve. And the get back from being with the garden is so huge on a level of, you know, it's something not quantifiable. It's really becomes your lifestyle. And I like to see that sprinkled everywhere in Oroville, you know, little like stardust, you know, everyone touched by that relationship, because I think that's really what will make a shift in some of the more, you know, we have a lot of rigidity in our minds about certain ideas and beliefs and convictions and opinions. But when we come to this fundamental thing, those things, they start to get a little bit more soft around the edges. And we actually recognize, well, we're all related on this level of land. We're all related on this level of food. And then when we come in celebration, actually we have a lot of joy to share between us. So celebration, I would say, is really the golden key of permaculture. And it's an aspect that we will be looking at and hearing a lot more about in the next weeks, I hope, from the other garden projects. So thanks for tuning in this morning, and I look forward to being here next week and sharing some more with you. You take care. Bye-bye.
என்ன கட்டி போறா, ஏமாறம் விட்டு வந்த பொண்ணு போறா, என் பாதையில பூவ கொட்டி போறா. போராளே போராளே போராளே, தேவதை போல போரா போரா, மேக கூட்டம் இடையில் ஒளிஞ்சு மின்ன போல போரா போரா. குளிச்சு அழகு நிலவு போறா போறா, ஈரச்சேல இடுப்ப அணைக்க எனக்கு குளிர போ.